Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Rook.
Why have we seen an increased obsession with location sharing services throughout social media?
I think because, as well as the disadvantages that have people freaked out and frightened, there are a lot of real advantages to them. So it's a matter of how they're used. So I can see why people are really keen on it, but also I can see why people are really afraid of it, particularly in terms of children. So convenience, just imagine you arrange to meet up with, you've probably done it, you arrange to meet up with a friend at a train station, you spend the next half hour looking for each other, trying to find the red coat, and there's 50 red coats. So a location thing like that can be very useful at times, and because it's suddenly very easy, yes, we see a lot of it around.
Yeah, definitely. It can also have its benefits as well. But how does Snapchat's update differ from Apple's Find My Friends or the new Maps update?
I haven't looked at the Apple one yet, but the Snapchat, I think people are worried because of partly the prime user group and just the fact, I think people latched onto it and started the scare campaign, and I think that's part of it, because it is dangerous if users are unaware. There is a lot you can do to protect yourself. It doesn't have to be as scary as people are making it out. It is as dangerous as people are making it out. But it's like anything, it's how you use it. You can use it safely. Even children can use it safely.
I think as well, what people are mainly scared about is the fact that there's ghost mode as well. So people could be looking at people's location and not choosing to have theirs up as well.
The thing, ghost mode, I think they maybe did a really bad naming of that. But ghost mode, basically, it's like making yourself invisible. In other words, it's turning the tracker off.
Yeah, well, I actually do have my location on at the moment. I've kind of just seen what it is all about, and it's actually extremely accurate as well. But do you think that this could be a concern for younger users who may not have necessarily their close friends, but just people that they know, knowing their exact location?
Well, that's just it. It's like any of these services. They're as dangerous as ignorance makes them. So yes, if if any user is unaware of the dangers, hasn't thought it through, hasn't had it pointed out, yes, it could be very dangerous. Certainly for stalkers, as the big fear is, but England, Ireland, quite a few places have really made a big scare. Police have actually announced about it in different countries, about be careful of this, parents take note. And they're right. If parents take note and the parents have a really solid conversation with the kids so the kids know what the risks are and how they can manage their risks, it's not dangerous, it's just useful. But it's dangerous if we ignore it, if we don't talk to the kids about it, if we hope they don't find out about it, just because, well, it's default mode, maybe they won't know, but of course they'll know. If we try and force it and turn it off for them, well, they're going to just, as soon as you're behind they're behind your back, turn it back on. So it has to be about having sane conversations about this and working it out with your kids. But if your kids know about it, it doesn't have to be dangerous.
Yeah, definitely. I think it kind of does go both ways as well. While there are dangers to it, there also are positive aspects to it. Do you think that we will see an increase in things happening that can breach people's privacy?
Oh, gosh. I mean, yes. There are tiny little tags about the size of a thumb drive, a jumpstick USB drive, that you can attach to any vehicle for absolute GPS tracking, and which is very, very nice. If you want to attach to your car so no one can steal your car or your phone or anything else you don't want stolen, slip a nice little GPS tracker in it, and you can locate it wherever it goes. But you could do that to someone else's car too and know exactly where that person is parked at any time, and they wouldn't know about it. So it comes down to privacy, ethics, morals, usage, and being aware. So far, I haven't heard of a GPS tracker scanner, so, finding out if someone's put a GPS tracker on your car. So these things exist, and I think running up scare tactics and huge campaigns and complaining to people like Snapchat is not the logical reaction. Pointing out the dangers so that people can have intelligent discussions and decisions about it, that's the reaction we need.
Yeah, definitely. I think as well, Snapchat's kind of just caught up with the rest of everyone, especially with Google tracking all our history, Facebook even doing the same. So it's kind of just getting even with the rest of social media now.
And there's almost nothing that doesn't have these sorts of things built in. If anything, Snapchat are more open about it, and they've built in a privacy management ability. So I think they're getting a bit of a raw deal, actually, because there are just so many ways people can track people without even their knowledge. At least Snapchat, the default is on ghost mode. You can actually go in. So you could say you and I want to meet up for coffee in a really crowded place, and I never use Snapchat. I can load up Snapchat, take it out of ghost mode for the you know, we agree to meet at 10. I take it off ghost mode to find you 5 minutes to 10, I turn it off again at 10:05 when we're sitting together having coffee. That's it. I'm exposed for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, we saved ourselves half an hour of hunting for each other in a crowded space. So there are uses. It's how you use it and approaching it intelligently, and particularly approaching the teens and the kids that people are worried about, approaching them openly, intelligently, and assuming they're intelligent and having sensible discussions about it with them.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it's one of those things that it does have lots of benefits as well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Brooke. It was my pleasure.